Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's do something pleasant, shall we? It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke today from Ed and Lyle and Pam the Avon Lady and Jim Wing in Niles, Michigan, and Wally Pasco in Mount Prospect, and Jerry Delaney, regional sales manager at Bonnell Aluminum in Libertyville. We got the joke from Mike Carlucci in Naperville, and Steve in Chandler, Arizona said, "Here's my report." This is from Steve in Chandler, Arizona. He says, "Harlan of Chandler, Arizona, and I bumped into each other on Nextdoor when he posted a photo of his patio furniture blown over in one of our monsoon storms, and I urged him to please rebuild. And then he sent me a photo of his coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and I shared that I had selected the one-pint glass." But we got this note. It's a distressing one. "Dear King John, please, please, please pick me to win the almighty coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. My husband and I have fallen on hard times, and my husband dropped his coffee mug and it broke. Oh. We cannot afford to buy a new mug, and so he has been drinking his coffee out of a soup bowl. Please help. Signed, Judy from Oak Lawn." Wow. Tough.
Hey, yeah. In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a police officer going door to door, and John Williams will star as an upstanding, helpful citizen.
"Good morning. I'm looking for a man with one eye."
"You know, if I were you, I'd use both. You know, if the human population held hands together around the globe, around the equator, a lot of them would drown." Wife was frustrated with her husband, and she finally had enough, and she yells at him, "You never listen to me." And he says, "Sure, I'll have a beer." Actually, when a woman says "what," it's not because she didn't hear you. It's because she's giving you another chance to say what you said. Here's the online review of one of our suburban police departments. "They were very gentle when they handcuffed me, and their patrol vehicles are roomy and new. Overall, very professional. Will definitely get arrested by them again."
"John, I asked you Monday to write a haiku for me, and you said no. Have you changed your mind about that?"
"No, Dave, I have not. Better you express yourself or give me some cash." Hey, here's a nice thought. If you're cremated after you die, they can put you in one of those hourglasses, and then you can still be part of game night. Well, you can. I mean, thank you, Grandpa. Time's up. I signed up for a neighborhood watch. I hope it's a Rolex this time. Hey, everyone, it's important to lock your car doors at all times, especially now, or your friends and neighbors will put zucchini in your car. American Airlines recently introduced a special half-fare rate for wives accompanying their husbands on business trips. Anticipating some memorable testimonials, the publicity department of the airline sent out letters to all the wives of the businessmen who used this special rate, asking them how they enjoyed their trip. The most common response was, "What trip?" "Wait, what?" "Honey! What did Jesus say at the disco? What did Jesus say at the disco? He said, 'Help, I've risen, and I can't get down.'"